Mr. Petrelli? Okay, I'm sorry. Yes, the number, sir.
Oh, gosh. No, I would say you're probably 10 times that amount.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I don't have an actual number. I just know that, you know, we have 18 tractor trailers that we roll into town with.
Wow.
18 for one show? Wow.
Paul had always put everything back into the show. I mean, you know, he and his wife from the jump said that, you know, you sink everything into the art form that this is and worry about, you know, the bottom line after the fact. Put on the greatest show of all time, all the time. And that's what we've done since, you know, the first recording in 1995 and the first show that we ever did in 1999. In 99, we had one box truck, a fog machine, and a couple lights, you know, and we played seven cities. You know, now you're talking about 18 tractor trailers, about 120 shows, 60 cities, you know, two shows a day for the most part.
You guys are single-handedly destroying the ozone layer. I love it.
Yeah, we do it with a great sense of apology prior to. Sorry.
Okay, great. So I'm assuming that you have one or two trucks are for pyros. You also mentioned something called a truss move. I know what a pyro hit is. I don't know what a truss move is.
Is that like a truss fall?
The trusses are what the lights and the sound system are hanging from in the ceiling. And somewhere along the line, Paul had this idea of having the trusses kind of be choreographed and move to the music just like the dancers on stage were.
Uh-huh.
And they developed motors that silently these trusses could move to, you know, the music. So not only is the band doing their thing and the dancers and the orchestra and the lights and the lasers and all that stuff, but even the trusses will take different shapes and create different images above us.
Cool.
And behind us, all the way at the back of the arena, there's trusses back there too. So the last row in the arena is the front row in certain ways. You know, it's almost like it's a different show from the front row to the last row. You have a different vantage point, and there's more stuff going on. The further back you sit, the more you can actually take in. So we want to make sure everybody in that arena has the greatest experience of their life.
Yeah, I just realized how meta this is, but the people who sync up their Christmas lights on their lawn decorations to Trans-Siberian Orchestra music are essentially
doing what you're doing.
You inspired that initially.
Well, and not only that, but they inspired us because the detail in which they synced up their lights. You know, I remember a conversation years ago saying that, no, you can't do the lights to every eighth note or every 16th note of the song. And then that guy somewhere up in Ohio, you know, did it, you know, to Wizards in Winter. And every note in that song, he had a light representing that note. And Paul said, if this dude can do it with a stepladder and a staple gun from Home Depot, I think we could do it even bigger. So
oh, nice.
Now, Chris, does it go just beyond Christmas lights, what Trans-Siberian Orchestra music has been programmed into? Or is there some lonely woman out there who's got her electronic, her battery operated device?
Oh my gosh. You did not just go.
I went there.
You went
but
there.
But I'll bet it's true.
Oh my gosh.
I just lost cell service for a minute. I'm sorry. I missed that whole time.
Oh, you did? You did not? Oh, my gosh.
No, I'm teasing. Hey, look, you know, people have embraced this.
Oh, my gosh.
And we're just going to moving on to the next topic. Thank you.
Right. Yeah.
We actually have to wrap probably. November 21st and November 21st, two shows, the 4 and 8 o'clock show. Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Very quickly, sometimes you know, sometimes you don't. Special guest for this tour or that tour stop. Do you know?
I don't, to be honest with you. That's something that we probably, I don't really hear about until we're kind of well into rehearsals. I know last year I had the great honor and privilege to finish out the tour in Seattle with Paul Rogers, joined us for a couple songs. I know Joan Jett was out at one of the shows as well. So I'd love to say that we're going to have something special or someone special with us this year, but to be honest with you, I just don't know right now.
Okay. Al, it has been a pleasure. Trans-Siberian Orchestra tickets on sale now through Smithsticks and all the outlets. Thanks again for joining us.
Thank you so much, Al.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me, and I'll see you in about a